welcome to the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast with me, Nicole Sachs. You are here. Happy New Year! Hi, guys. Hello, it's Nicole. You've reached my podcast, The Cure for Chronic Pain, and this is it for 2022. Bye-bye. I don't know how you feel about 2022, but for me, it was pretty freaking good. But that is not to say that it's only valuable if I can look back at the end of the year and say net, it was good. I feel that way about all of my years. But as I come to you today, I come to you in a reflective place. We're putting a bow on 2022. We're looking forward into 2023. And that always makes me pensive about what has been, what is, and what could be. I'm looking back in my records, and the first podcast I ever recorded and put out there to you was on October 18th, 2018, the day before my oldest daughter's 16th birthday. Quite a bit was different back then. Now, 4+ years later, she is over 20. My other children are growing up. I have gone through a divorce. My dog has died. My life has changed a lot. And I always look back when I reflect and I think to myself, it never gets old to do this work because we're constantly changing and evolving. And I want to come to you today with my message in a look back and a look forward is let's remember what we're here for. Let's remember what we're here to do, because I find a lot of the chat in my communities and in my world is about being better, being fixed, being done, checking boxes. And it's just not ever gonna be that. And so I think the best way to celebrate the forever nature of being a human being and living this out in all its glory is to remember the most important anchors that we can call attention to in this life, which really this work is this life. So as I wrap this year, I want to explain to you a little bit about what I've been reflecting on in the fact that this work never gets old and in my own change and evolution. You know, it always begins with belief, not getting stuck in your dark moments. Because of this work, even when I was in the thickest place, divorce, feeling trapped, feeling like anxiety was owning my mind and my body every day, I never didn't believe that my life wouldn't change. Even if I couldn't picture exactly how, my faith was deep that I was on my path. And as I mentioned in the podcast in the last couple weeks, the obstacles in the path are the path. Your children are your spiritual work. Your boss, who is so triggering and reminding you of your childhood, is your spiritual work. Your back pain, your migraines, they are your spiritual work. This work never gets old because this work is the way. And when I look at my year and when I look at what I want for my future years and what I want for you, that is the most important thing I can say to you. Recognizing the puzzle pieces as they emerge is how we know that our spiritual practice is unfolding and that our journal speak practice is working. It becomes a part of who we are, and we start to become aware of the bridge between now and next. We all experience resistance. We all tell ourselves our stories. We have a voice inside of us that tells us all the things we should be scared of. We attach fear and meaning and we get trapped. But here's the thing about traps. And Ram Dass talks about spiritual methods or any, you know, the word spiritual might be a trigger for you. Any method. So like a method could be meditation. A method could be journaling. A method could be yoga. A method could be anything that you feel like it's a practice, okay? What he used to say about methods is every method is a trap because what we're really trying to do is get free. And if we're really free, we don't need any specific method every day or on a regular basis. So every method is a trap, but you have to get trapped in it for it to work, okay? So you can't use meditation to get better. You can't use journal speak to get better if you don't get trapped in it. So journal speak and meditation are a trap. Because we're ultimately looking to free ourselves from anything that feels fear-driven, like I better get this done, but we have to get trapped in it for it to work. And then the hope is eventually, once we've lived out that space inside the trap, once it's eased and softened and we get to see things as they really are, we gently and openly and mindfully and with total acceptance, gently shake off the heavy coat on the 100-degree day, and we just walk on. And yes, the tools are always there for us, and if we need them, we pick them up. But you don't want to be trapped in anything forever. But the great thing is we have to get lost in the trap to find our way out, and that is the point. The obstacles in the path are the path. When we get lost, when we feel trapped, we find our way out. It's beautiful. It's where everything is generated. So my year, my past year, is really the story of Lost and Found. It's a gorgeous book by Catherine Schultz. If you are interested in reading just the most beautiful memoir, I recommend it. I don't know her. I just like to say, you know, go read things that I like. So there you go. But the reason I say my year is the story of Lost and Found is multifaceted. The first reason, just in the most basic way, is this is the year I met Lisa. And there's so many things about the relationship that has buoyed me and made me come alive and made me see so many things that are what's next for me. And for some reason, we both got lost in this book and it just became this beautiful metaphor. So that's one reason why the book has meaning for me. But it has a deeper meaning that's a meaning for you too, which is I made a vow not to get lost in my chronic cycles, my stories, my dad, my childhood, my body, my work, my worth. You know, God, man, it's so boring to get lost on our own stories. But it's also so unconscious. So if you don't get lost in your own stories enough to be so bored and so frustrated by it, you can't step out. Just like every method is a trap, you got to get trapped in it for it to work. So meeting Lisa and living through my divorce and starting my life anew, I really became intrepid about destroying my chronic cycles and my old stories because they're just another form of TMS. They're just another way to keep me stuck in that which feels, quote, comfortable and safe, safe in the unsafest way. Because our stories distract us from the truth. The road to different is uncomfortable. But staying mired in fear, in the never, ever, ever, in our own explanations and rules, it doesn't keep us safe. It doesn't keep us from dying. It keeps us from living. And you know, what's really funny about the never, ever, ever thing, to bring it back to Lisa for a moment, when I met Lisa, we went out, we were introduced and we went out to lunch. And we just, the moment we met, we're just having the most awesome, funny, deep, interesting conversations. And at one point we were talking about divorce and how painful it is. And I said, I am never getting married again. And she was like, ever. And I was like, ever. So we're like screaming across the table to each other in this public place. Never, ever, ever. It was just hilarious. But what I've come to, and it's not that I want to get married or not get married. It's not about marriage. Actually, what I understood after living the last, you know, let's say 9-10 months of my life in relationship is the never, ever, ever wasn't about getting married. The never, ever, ever was about old stories and not wanting to get trapped in them and never, ever wanting that feeling again of being in a relationship that isn't right for me and the paralysis and the everyday disintegration of my spirit that had to come from living in that. And so really what's never, ever, ever is I don't want to be lost in my chronic cycles. In my chronic cycles of the way my body expresses my pain, in my chronic cycles of thinking and my own stories. I don't want that, and I don't want that for you. So this is the year that the answer came to being, A-N-S-R. This year gave birth to the answer, allow, name, stay, and release. I've been doing it for a long time, you know, not really giving it a name, but this year it came together in the form of an acronym that perfectly punctuates this process. The process, let's say, in the world of chronic pain begins with a symptom. So you have a symptom, it steals your attention, it does a fantastic job, it allows you to feel safe asking for help, it allows you to feel safe piecing out and canceling and, you know, I used to call it getting into the fetal position. So like fetaling up, you know, just like curling up. It gives you permission. It really does, guys. And let's not just throw the baby out with the bathwater. Like when we first get a symptom, sometimes we need it. We need a lily pad in the pond. We need to rest. And like if you can see your symptoms like that, you can have a lot more self-compassion. But let's say the process begins with a symptom, and then we can meet it with curiosity. We allow it in. We allow it in. We ask the question in allow, what am I afraid to feel? What does my stomach ache or my wrist pain or my hip pain or my back or my migraine or my burning mouth or my pelvic pain, what is it keeping me from feeling? It's such a brave question. Tara Brach would call it, what are you unwilling to feel? Such a great journal prompt. And then you answer the question with the work. That's the name. And then you stay, even though you're desperate to run. And all you want to do is run. And your nervous system is a co-conspirator, because your nervous system will help you run by making the pain flare or making it move to another place or giving you another problem. And you just have to double hand to heart, say, I hear you. I see you. I've allowed, I'm naming, and I'm staying here, staying. And in that staying, you will naturally release. I feel it happening in my body all the time. If you block yourself from big feelings that feel dangerous, you also block yourself from having the things that you want. And what is scary about getting what you want? Losing it. You know, when Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree and came up with the Four Noble Truths and discussed how life is suffering, when he had to expand on why life is suffering, he said, because life is either not getting what you want, which we know why that's suffering, getting what you don't want, we also know why that's suffering. But life is also suffering because life includes getting what you want. And the moment you get what you want, it involves suffering because everything in this human life is time. And anything that is time expires. So what's scary about getting what you want is losing it. When you have the relationships you want, the fear is that you'll lose them, ruin them, erode them, allow toxic patterns to invade them. So how do we stop that? Not allowing our triggers to control us, not being mesmerized by our own stories, but instead being intrepid and relentless and meticulous. I love these powerful words with our relationships, and that's what I've learned this year. Next year, one of the things that I want to do, and Lisa and I are working together to do, is to really dive into relationship work. Because in the end, relationship is everything. First of all, the most important relationship in the world, the relationship with yourself, which is what we're always working on here, and how it translates into that which gives us meaning in all of life. Real love, real partnership, parenting, work, friendships. You know, my Facebook community, the private community, the membership community that I'm working with right now, oh my goodness, sharing so much with me. And by the way, this is exceeding my expectations in every way, doing this private membership community. And if you're interested in being in my next one, please hurry up. As soon as it hits 100, we're going to start our next group. Go to njsachs@thecureforchronicpain.com and write membership in the subject line. So I know you want to be on the wait list. We're already halfway there, or a little more. It's such a great way for me to be in actual direct contact, answering questions, putting up videos of what's on my mind, putting up journal prompts, helping facilitate the way you guys support one another, and figuring out what matters to you. I mean, a lot of what you're hearing about on the podcast is because I'm starting to really be on the front lines of what matters to you. So that's just an idea for you in 2023, if that's something you want to do with me. In general, this work, what's been revealed to me by my life, is this work is all about authenticity, taking back your personal power, deepening your relationship to truth and to your subconscious, stuff that you don't even know is going on. I can't tell you what I learn about myself in my journal speak. It's stunning. It's about practicing self-care and doing the work so you can truly grow and prepare yourself for what you really want to have, and also prepare yourself for the suffering that comes with it, because I know it's all in time, but what do you really want? You want vibrancy. You want good health. You want no more chronic pain. You want romantic love where you're seen and valued for who you are. If you consistently show up for yourself and for the work, you will see changes happen inside of you. And guess what that leads to? Belief. Belief will grow inside of you, and you'll see more and more space to make choices about how you feel. And remember, choices mean that we are free. If you're trying to understand the difference between what freedom means and what lack of freedom means, you have to look at choices. When we have choices, we are free, and this work gives you choices, because when you're not unconsciously stuck in your own patterns of behavior, you have a choice. You can choose what you want to pay attention to. You have freedom the way you want to live, the way you choose to live. You have freedom to remove fear and doubt, to articulate what you want to grow in their place. You're free to send messages out to the universe and call in that which you need, like I did over and over again through COVID, through freezing temperatures, when I was cycling alone every day. Such a great metaphor, cycling on my bike, going faster and faster, getting lost to be found. The cycle never stops, but we do get better at it. We ascend, like I talk about. This life is not a climb up the mountain from the bottom to the top in a straight line. This life, this work, is ascension, concentric circles up the mountain. And every time you reach a place that feels a little uncomfortable, a little stuck, instead of just feeling like, shit, I'm back to square one, you can look up, turn around and look down and say, oh, right, I've been here before, but it's not exactly the same. I'm different now. It has mattered how I have lived. You know, one of the things that I love about being in relationship with Lisa and the fact that we're doing this work always in tandem. And right now, as it stands, we actually live on polar opposite sides of the country. She is on the West Coast touching the Pacific Ocean, and I am on the East Coast touching the Atlantic. But when we found one another this year and we compared notes, literal notes, or some writing, she kept hers more than I kept mine, but I do have some. we realized that we were doing the same thing, oddly and unconsciously in tandem. And one of the lines from her journal, which I love, is, "I wished for things I didn't believe, and I longed for things I couldn't picture." And like, that's what this work allows you to do, because it just never really ends. It just grows. It ascends and ascends and ascends. You know, what a difference a year makes. I started this year hopeful and open because of all the work I did on myself in COVID and surviving my divorce. But it's really blossomed into endless possibilities. And I can't wait to be on this podcast and share with you all the stuff that is brewing and hopefully will happen. You never know. I just keep myself open and hopeful and willing. The thing about human pain is, even though it never ends, and life is suffering, and it is, we also have so much freedom if we don't block ourselves to experience our moments of joy and pure presence. The knowledge that we are on our path doing exactly what we're meant to be doing, it's there for you. And you can be on that path with all of us if you choose it. So that's my message to you for the moment we're walking into, our 2023. Acceptance. Allowing, naming, staying, and allowing for that release. It's the best we got. And it's great. You know, I think sometimes the phrase, "well, it's the best you can get," kind of sounds negative. But guys, this is good. As good as it gets is good, because you get to keep cracking open and feeling those low bottoms, but learning from them and then taking what you've learned and creating empathy and love for one another, and then rising and ascending and rising and ascending. Such good stuff. So my loves, I send you love and light. I celebrate with you all of your wins. I hold your hand through your losses and your struggles. And I'll see you in 2023. We'll do some great shit. Until next week, until next year, this has been Nicole Sachs with the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast. And I'll see you then.